take our Bibles and turn to the book of Romans. I would like to read while you're turning there, Romans 16. I would just like to say, and I really don't know what to say, so I'll just start. I consider this to be the greatest of all honors for me, to stand in a place where the gospel has so faithfully and consistently been preached for all of these years. I am thankful to our mighty God for the man that He has raised up, placed in this place. Fairmont has been a blessed town, blessed city. I love and appreciate Brother Scott Richardson. He's been a dear friend to me, to my family, and to all of you that our blessed Lord has given a heart after Him, having chosen before time was, from all of eternity, chosen, gave to the Lord Jesus Christ, blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That I'm thankful. I'm thankful that He would give me a heart after Him. I have nothing to boast in save Him. Of myself, I know that I am nothing. Without Him, I have nothing. I pray that our blessed Lord might be pleased to continue to bless His Word in this place. I look to Brother Scott Richardson as my teacher. I told him, "Scott, I want to listen, learn." Man's got a lot to say, as he always has, by God's grace. And I look forward to the time of this change. I know it's a change, but I know this. Our God doesn't change. Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. His message doesn't change. And by His grace, His people are kept by His power through faith. And this day, as we begin this new day, it's a new day, new time, but I look forward by God's grace as we go forward from here, as He teaches us. I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for you. Thankful for this pastor. Thankful for you, and especially as we thank our mighty God. Romans chapter 16, verse 25. Romans 16, 25. Now to Him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations, for the obedience of faith to God only wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, this morning, as we call upon You, we do so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are thankful that You have given us this privilege to be in this place, to come together to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, asking you, Lord, bless this word to our hearts. Cause us to hear. Cause us to see, to perceive. Cause our hearts to be made receptive. We appreciate so much your presence. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst. Lord, we pray. Cause us to remember you and your presence. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. All right. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53. I'd like to just read Isaiah 53:1, and then I'd like to consider the last three verses of Isaiah 52. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The gospel is the report of God. It's the truth of Almighty God. It's a report. It's a declaration. Paul says, I declare unto you the gospel. Who hath believed our report? I'll tell you who believes it. All those that the Spirit of God opens their heart, gives them a heart. I was speaking with Brother Scott a few moments ago. We were talking about this thing of the gospel. It appears as though that as you read, take a verse of Scripture. You'd think, as I read this or quote this verse of Scripture, you'd think, how could someone not understand or believe this? Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, but we are bound to give thanks to you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit, belief of the truth. How could someone not believe that? How could they not understand? How could they not perceive, as our Lord was praying in John 17? I pray not for the world, he said, but I pray for those that you've given me out of the world. How could someone not understand? Chosen from the beginning. How could they not? Well, I'll tell you how they don't. These things are spiritually discerned. The flesh profits nothing. They just don't understand. They're dead in trespasses and sins. The carnal mind is enmity against God. Doesn't see Him, doesn't believe Him, doesn't love Him. Who hath believed our report? All those that God gives a heart. All those that the Lord Himself removes a stony heart, gives them a heart of flesh, writes His law on their heart. They see Him, they love Him, they believe Him. Well, who is this report concerning? You remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was walking on the road to Emmaus, and there were two disciples, Scripture said, that was walking along, discussing the things that had just happened concerning His death. The Lord walked up. I'll paraphrase there. And He said, what are y'all talking about? And they said, well, evidently you must not be from around here. You know, we're talking about this Jesus of Nazareth, the one that we truly thought was Him, Messiah. And He said, oh, fools, slow of heart, to believe all the things written. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he began to expound unto them all those things concerning himself. This book, this blessed book, these scriptures are concerning him. All of them. Every bit of it. These scriptures are concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is this report about? Well, let's look back in Isaiah 52 and begin in verse 13. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Who is this report about? It's about Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's consider, first of all, his office, spoken of in Isaiah 52:13. Behold, my servant. What dealings do we have with Almighty God apart from the Lord Jesus Christ? How can a man approach God without a mediator? How can a man behold Him apart from Jesus Christ? He's a consuming fire. Absolute just. All-powerful, holy God. Behold my servant. Turn back to Isaiah 42:1. Who is this servant? Behold, Isaiah 42:1. My servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. What did the Father say? When the Lord Jesus Christ at His baptism, the Scripture says that God Himself spoke out of heaven. And what did He say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Oh my. I think on that word, well pleased. Well pleased. If I be found in Him, if He be my representative, if He stands for me, if He answers for me, God's well pleased with me. This is the servant that I put my spirit upon. Without measure, He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Behold, back in Isaiah 52, verse 13, behold, my servant, willing servant, humble servant. Look at Philippians, and I'm going to refer to this a few times. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8. Consider the servant of our blessed God, Philippians 2:8, being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Behold my servant. I think about men that servants. Man might be a slave, unwilling. And he may do that which he's commanded to do out of fear, death, punishment. but a willing servant, a bond servant, one that has given himself to service. What honor he gives his master. The Lord Jesus Christ, being found as a man, form of a man, he humbled himself. Almighty God, august, indescribable holiness, indescribable might, power, and honor. By Him, all things were made that was made. He spoke into existence. Out there on that ocean that day, that sea, He's sleeping in that boat, waves, boisterous. The disciples came to Him and said, Master, don't you care that we perish? Stood up and He spoke. And He said, peace, be still. Who is this that even the waves and the wind obeys Him, submissive to Him? Who is that? This is the one that humbled himself, became obedient, even to the cross. Behold my servant, faithful servant, redeemer, came to this earth, born of a woman, walked this earth, obeying before Almighty God, made under the law, obeyed as the representative of all those that the Father had given Him from the foundation of the world. He walked for them. He obeyed for me because I never would have obeyed. I couldn't obey. Dead. Hard, rebellious, obeyed. Every jot, every tittle of God's law, obeyed. Kept it. That's my son. That's my beloved son. I'm well pleased. Well pleased. Oh, I think didn't say please. I'm well pleased. How deep is the pleasure of Almighty God. Well pleased. How deep does that go? Deeper than this little fickle, finite mind can possibly comprehend. Behold, my servant, whom my soul delights. My servant. He shall deal prudently. He'll deal prudently. You know what that means? Wisely. He's wise. That's what I just read over in Romans 16. To the only all-wise God. I was telling these men a moment ago, I was thinking on when Solomon was asked by the Lord, said, what would you have me give you? And Solomon said this. He said, I ask you for wisdom, knowledge. I might be wise. That's a marvelous quality. Man, have some wisdom. Wisdom. It's a gift of God. That's what I pray, Lord, give me. Give me some wisdom. Know what to do. What to say. How to act. How to respond. It's not in the heart of man to have some wisdom, godly wisdom. And the Lord told him, He said, because you didn't ask for riches or the your enemies, He He said, I'm going to give you those things. I'm going to give you what you ask for. Wisdom. But this servant right here, the blessed servant, chosen of Almighty, by Almighty God, willingly servant. One that made himself of no reputation. He who humbled himself. He shall deal prudently, wisely. Wisely. Remember when those that were trying to corner our Lord, they'd come, they'd ask him questions, going to hem him up, you know. Catch him, you know. Read of the wisdom of our Lord when he spoke. Just stopped him. As he walked this earth in absolute wisdom. The Scripture says, in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Here is the servant we're talking about. This is the report of this servant right here. The only all-wise God. I consider, think on, speak of him. And I think to myself, he's the all-wise servant. And that which he does in absolute obedience, absolute wisdom. He shall be successful. He shall accomplish. He shall rule. He shall have dominion. He shall. He's the prudent. He shall deal prudently. Perfect example of humility, obedience. He prudently destroyed, wisely destroyed his and our, all those that he's everlastingly loved, our enemies, in his substitutionary death at Calvary, laid down his life. He was made to be sin. Made to be sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, the wisdom of Almighty God, just. He's a just God. How can Almighty God be just and justify a sinner? Only in Christ. Made him to be sin. Christ himself took upon himself the guilt. All his people. And at Calvary, under the judgment, righteous judgment of Almighty God, he put away their sin. He put away their debt. Almighty God is just. He's a just God. What wisdom. That wisdom too high for me. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted. God has highly exalted him, given him a name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. He's Lord. This servant, wise servant, he so directs and orders all things. Oh, what he does. All things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Wise. Why do things happen the way they do? Because he ordered them. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. All things. All things. How many does that include? All of them. He orders all things the mighty God, wise. My servant, behold my servant, consider my servant. He shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted and extolled. His people, they look upon him, praise him. He's exalted by Almighty God, exalted by the Father, extolled by his people. In their heart, they hear this gospel, this message of God's free and sovereign grace. It's life to them. Let me ask you something. Does it really matter to you whether you hear of him or not? God's people must. They must hear. They consider him servant, humble, made himself no reputation. Who is he? God has highly exalted him, given him a name above every name. And his people, they praise him. And they'll say to themselves, I wish I praised him more. I wish I had a heart more to praise him, to know him, to love him. Lord, I love you. I don't love you as I ought, but I love you. And he asked Peter, Peter, you love me? Lovest thou me more than these? Lord, you know I love you. Feed my sheep. I look out. I'm convinced there's some sheep here. God's people. Some God's flock, God's chosen. You love him, feed them. Speak of him. They want to feast on him. Who do they want to hear about? I want to hear about Christ. Tell me one more time. Just like old blind Bartimaeus on the road, the Lord was coming by there in Jericho. How many times did he tire of hearing about this Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of David, that heal some blind folks? Think you ever got tired of hearing that? Tell me one more time. Just tell me one more time how he put away my guilt. Tell me one more time how he lived for me before Almighty God. Tell me one more time how Almighty God is going to deal with me in Christ. My covenant head. Tell me one. I want to hear that one more time. Just once more, and then by God's grace, after this time, then tell me one more time. I never tire of hearing of him. And that's only by God's grace. There's been some that I've noticed. It appears as though they tired of it. Consider him as the children of Israel did. We loathe this light bread. Lord, please don't leave me to myself. Lord, you leave me to myself. And I know I will quit. Others have. But if he ever gave my heart, they didn't. If he ever gave my heart after him, he kept them. He keeps them. And forever keep. I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished, that word, at thee. His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. Oh, the report of this prudent servant. That's an astonishment. That's amazing. Speechless, stunned. I speak these words and I hear them, and by faith I can believe them and rest in them and rejoice in them. But this is amazing grace. Amazing. This report sets forth the record of one so great, so high. Heaven and earth, by God's grace, bow before Him. The elements bow before Him. Well, He came into this earth, born very humbly, very lowly, born in a manger, stable, off the beaten path. Just a few animals around. Some shepherds heard about Him. Many were astonished. Can one this low, one this humble, can this be the mighty God? This is Him. He told His disciples He must go to the cross and suffer. But all the indescribable suffering, they didn't know. What man could perceive the humiliation of the cross? His visage, His appearance. I had a man tell me one time, he was about 2 years older than I am now, and he had, a lot more hair, number one. And it was darker. And I told him, I said, I'm going to tell you something. I said, I got more miles on me than you got. It could show in my face. I just had that kind of worn look, Carl, you know. His visage, the way he looked upon that cross, indescribable. Indescribable. His visage was so marred. Can this one who is the workmanship, body being prepared for Him by the Spirit of God, one fairer than all the sons of men, this human flesh that knew no sin, when subjected to the onslaught, indescribable, justice, holy justice, His visage, oh, what He bore. Oh, I talk about a few little things that happened to me, or you talk about a few little things happened to you, and the look, you know, the age. His visage was so marred, more than any. The griefs, this is what I see in this. Oh, what He bore for me. What He bore for you, His people. What He bore for His elect. The grief, the sorrow, the trouble, the watchings, the fasting. Never was a man's form more marred. This man right here, the God-man. When I read that again, I see His visage right there. You know what it tells me? He actually came to this earth. He was a man. He actually came. It was the man, Christ Jesus, the Lord. Obedient, servant, wise. Visage. Look at Hebrews 4:15. Hebrews 4:15. His visage. What does Scripture say? We have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Oh, that which this man, the God-man, holy, blessed visage, So shall he sprinkle, verse 15. Who is this report about? I'll tell you who it's about. The serpent. Behold, God's serpent, the wise serpent, dealt prudently. What has happened? God's exalted him. His people praise him, extol him. Very high. We were astonished. Can this one that is so wonderful, so mighty, who was brought so low, this one whose visage was marred more than any man, his form more than the sons of men, what's he going to do? He shall sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. The result of this prudent servant, this wise servant, is going to be the blessing and salvation of his people. Brought to the lowest humiliation, exalted to the highest, he absolutely set forth the reality of his life, his work, his sympathy, his love for his own, his divinity. Here's the mighty God. Oh my. Consider him. Looking unto him. The nations, for the sake of those out of every nation, kindred, tribe, and tongue that must come. My sheep shall hear my voice. They shall come to me. Those that come to me, I'll in no wise cast them out. The Lord Jesus Christ shall sprinkle many. You know, under the old, the Mosaic ceremonies, there was a sprinkling of blood, the pardon of sin. Water, symbolic of cleansing. He gonna sprinkle, cover. Application of that blood by the Spirit of God shall purge people, conscience, dead works, he shall sprinkle. Hebrews 9:13. Hebrews 9:13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? This prudent servant shall sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. You know, you think about this. I think, and it could be, you think about David. David was the king. There's a man that set up a position of authority. But you know, every man looks at himself. I'm the boss. That's what a man sees himself. I'm the boss. I will. That's what Satan said. I will exalt myself. I will. You know what this prudent servant, by his grace, by his love, by his power, you know what he's done for this king right here? Sees myself as a king. Shut my mouth. Every man is a liar. Let God be true. Every man is a liar. No, I'm not the boss. I'm not the governor of my own destiny. He shall sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. Think about Peter. Fishing all night. All those disciples with him. The Lord asked him, said, "You caught any fish?" "Oh, we fished all night, hadn't caught anything." "Well, cast your net on the other side." "Lord, we fished all night." "Listen to this. But at your word. At your word." I tell you what, why don't I just shut up? Why don't all of us just shut up? Kings, so shut their mouths to him. Lord, as you say you are, you are. Lord, as you say I am, I am. I've heard men, women, you have to. They hear this glorious gospel of free grace. I had a member of my family make this statement when we were just talking. Tell him about Almighty God, sovereign God, electing God. And she said this, she said, "The person you're describing, the God you say you serve, that's my devil." I said, "Well, lest God deliver you from that thought, give you a heart after him. You're going to stand before him and hear him say, 'Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you.'" Kings, so shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see. That which they'd not heard, they're going to see it with eyes of faith. Believe it. And that which they'd not heard, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. They're going to hear it and they're going to consider it. Consider that. Consider him. Look upon him. Look to him. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the power of the Lord revealed? I tell you who it is. It's all those that he's everlastingly loved. Behold, my servant. He'll deal prudently. He'll deal in wisdom. Why? Almighty God, grant us this day heart bow to you. Consider him. Our Father, for Christ's sake, how thankful we are that we, by your grace and mercy, can behold Christ by faith. Trust him. Looking to him. Forgive us, Lord, where we failed you. Forgive us where we thought so lightly. Keep us, we pray. Keep us, we pray, by your grace, through faith, for Christ's sake.